14th, the Lord fulfills his promises. Today we begin with Mary's trust in the Lord's promise keeping. Mary's song in Luke shows her trust that God will keep his promises. Luke 1:45 says, "And blessed is she who believed that what was spoken to her by the Lord would be fulfilled." Sometimes we wonder just how and when God's promises will be fulfilled in our own lives or in this world. 2 Peter 3:9 assures us that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. And Romans 8:28 assures us that even in bad times, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. One important promise is found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As we walk toward the end of our lives here on this earth, we find comfort in this promise and the one in Revelation 21:4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. O merciful God, may we remain faithful, humble, and thankful as we believe in the fulfillment of all promises that you have made to us. With joy and love for these blessings, we now pray the Lord's Prayer together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.